Saturday with Conor Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. Still with me here in studio are Fine Gael, Minister of State, Kieran O'Donnell, Sinn Féin TD, Mairead Farrell and Duncan Smith of the Labour Party. Now, this time next month, almost all government ministers will be scattered to the four corners of the world for their annual St. Patrick's Day visits. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has yet to receive his invite to the White House. We're told that's not unusual, but already there's much talk about the issues he has to raise with Donald Trump, at least from the perspective of the Irish government. Now, one of those topics is the undocumented Irish emigrants in the United States, whose status has become even more of a concern since President Trump took office for a second term. And on this, I've been speaking to Ciarán Staunton. He's a founding member of the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform. And I began by asking him if there's any definitive count of the number of undocumented Irish in the United States right now.
Well, first of all, going back in my 40 years dealing with the illegal issue in America, numbers became a game the Irish government used to get into because they used to always say, oh, well, there's not that many there. And how many are there? And how do we verify the numbers? And we used to always say, well, listen, they're Irish citizens. It doesn't matter if there's 500, 5,000 or 50,000. You have an obligation to do something. Now, we used to say those 25,000 or 15,000 or 30,000, but it's irrelevant. Because if something's going to happen for one, it'll happen for all.
But in terms of trying to achieve an Irish carve-out to get the Irish and the Irish alone regularised, is that really a realistic expectation? Or would it have to be done in the overall context of regularising people who are illegal immigrants, of whom there are millions?
Colin, we have never, ourselves and the Irish government, have never ever tried to get a carve-out for Irish alone. So legislation or any other way or executive action, there has never been a request to any senator, ever congressman, member or executive office to say, let's legalise the Irish only. Because that no one is ever going to go down. We're not going to go looking for that, number one. And you're never going to get anything like that.
All right. So you've got between 11 and 12 million people in America that are there illegally. And the effort would have to be made on behalf of all people who are in that particular status. I mean, listening to the rhetoric during the election campaign and looking at the executive orders that have been signed since, how optimistic would you be that there will be any progress on that in the lifetime of the current administration?
Well, I am not from the Sky is Falling committee, because one thing is that 75% of the executive actions that President Trump signed in 2016 were blocked by the courts. They never went anywhere. I mean, he can give out executive actions the same as you can give out bags of potato. But they got knocked back.
But at the same time, are people concerned as a result of what was said and the executive orders that have been signed? I mean, have you been in touch with people on whose behalf you'd be lobbying, and what are they saying to you?
Well, every headline is always a worry, but first and foremost, most of the people that they have gone after here so far are people with criminal backgrounds. The position of the government is they should be deported, and no one's going to say otherwise. Now, people in Ireland would say the same thing if people, serious criminals, were being released from prison. They shouldn't be let back out in the community. If they're illegal, they should be sent back into the country.
So in terms of the trip to the White House on St. Patrick's Day, look, the invitation hasn't been issued yet. But if you were the Taoiseach, or if you were anybody in the Taoiseach's entourage, what would you be saying to your counterparts in the state? Do you think there's a need in the States? Do you think there's a need to recalibrate the message, put it in a different way, or appeal to a different logic in the current administration?
One thing that we have done, Neil had out and I know this, that we took our campaign to Washington in 2005, and there was all this deport the million, the people, Mexicans, to deport the south of the border, was, listen, there are Irish people involved in this too. Irish America have the role they must play. It's important to let them know here are the issues. The issues of the undocumented or illegal, who cares what it's called, is there's an Irish dog in the fight.
We are in a situation where there's, you know, anywhere up to about 100,000 construction workers needed in Ireland. That's the field in which many Irish people would have worked in when they went to the States. Yeah. And people will be looking at possibly returning home to Ireland. Viewing it from the other side, for people going from the States to Ireland to make a life, it's not easy. There are administrative and practical barriers for people returning home that can be very frustrating. What are the top ones that you think need to be dealt with?
It is extremely difficult for Irish citizens returning to Ireland with their children, American or born children, there's nothing but barriers, and they're all government-created barriers. We suggested, when we met with government officials in 2016, and we testified in the Dáil, that there should be a one-stop shop for people coming back with their children to get the PPS numbers and all that. We were told that this was not possible. But yes, when the massive groups of Ukrainians arrived, there was a one-stop shop set up for them. So it was possible. Now, that was the right thing to do. For instance, if people arrive back there with the American driver's license, you have to go and do your test. You have to go and wait 9 months and that. But if you come back from Canada, or if you arrive from Japan or Taiwan, you can exchange your driver's license straight away. So people living, and most immigrants here are from rural Ireland. So you'd be in a position living in rural Ireland, you're trying to do your test, you're waiting 11 months for it, you have to do 6 classes, and you have no insurance to drop your children in school.
And that was Ciarán Staunton of the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform speaking to me before the programme. Ciarán O'Donnell, the Donald Trump's administration has a different view to immigration than the Biden administration. The rhetoric on immigration in this country has hardened over the last number of years as well. Is it consistent for the Irish government to go over and seek for flexibility within the rules from the Trump administration when there is talk here at home of a firmer system of dealing with immigrants, including deportation?
I'd say here it's about a firm but a fair system. We have, obviously, we have international obligations for people coming to Ireland under international protection, which we take very seriously. We have, obviously, a system that we want to continue to make even more robust in terms of putting applications through in quicker fashion. 14,000 were processed in 2024. In the US, we have, as a government, an obligation to all Irish citizens, wherever they live, whether they live in Ireland or anywhere else, including in the US. And the issue in terms of the undocumented in the US is nothing new. It's something that we would deal with, the government would deal with through diplomatic channels, through the embassy in Washington and other groups.
Okay, well, would you concede that there's a difference? Once upon a time, inward migration into Ireland wasn't really an issue that Ireland had to square a consistent approach
yes,
with when lobbying
saying,
in the US
well, and, well, and dealing well, with I suppose here. What I'm really saying, the US have their immigration system, and that's we respect that. But as a government, we have to represent Irish people.
Okay, so same message as every other year, is it?
It's not even the same. No, it's not the same. It's a consistent message that we, and it happens 365 days of the year in terms of our diplomats in the embassy in Washington. Nothing will change in terms of the Taoiseach's visit to the US.
Okay. Duncan Smith, do you think there is any contradiction between the policy of the government here and the message it's going to deliver to the counterparts in the US when it comes to lobbying on behalf of the undocumented Irish?
Only if the lobby from the Irish government in the US is for a carve-out or some kind of exceptionalism for the Irish undocumented, which isn't what Ciarán Staunton was asking for there. I mean, there should be a pathway for regularisations and permissions for all immigrants into the US and indeed here. You know, like the problem we have here is that the lists are too long. We'll have skilled people that can bring their skills to the economy that are languishing in direct provision centres or in the IPAS system that should be processed through and be able to make a contribution. That principle should be almost global. If you want to go and make your life somewhere, there should be a pathway for people to do that. And that's the hold up. It's a hold up here and it's a hold up there. There should be no exceptionalism in one way or another.
Mairead Farrell, should the government be as receptive to lobbying from other governments if they lobby the Irish government for the regularisation of undocumented citizens from other countries here?
Well, like, I mean, I think we all are acutely aware that at the end of the day, the US will make its own decisions in terms of immigration. It will make its own decisions in terms of its borders. We're all aware of that. It has been happening for decades that Taoiseach would go over and speak, just like Ciarán Staunton really well outlined, and has continued to happen for decades. I would imagine that any head of state, no matter where they were going, are going to speak in relation to the issues of its citizens. I don't think that's something that would be seen as unusual in any concept. But like, obviously, we're aware that the US will make its decisions. But of course, that's what Micheál Martin will do, as Taoiseach have done previously. I do think what Kieran's point, which I've now seen myself from, say, friends trying to come home from all around the world, is that we have an issue in terms of helping people who do want to come home. And this concept of a one-stop shop is something that has been talked about for a very long time. It is very difficult for young people when they do decide, and like, you know, a lot of young people when they come back, they want to start a family, or they want to, you know, go back and work in the thing that they may have been working in abroad. And it proves extremely difficult. Housing obviously is a huge issue, huge barrier, with an awful lot of people end up living back with their parents, makes it far more difficult for them to stay. But the concept of one-stop shop in terms of PPS, in terms of driver's licence, all that kind of thing, it's just, it's common sense and should be looked at.
All right,
should be brought in.
Kieran O'Donnell, so the efforts of the Irish government up to and including funding legal advice to undocumented people, that will continue. You don't envisage any problems arising from that coming from the current administration in the White House?
No, in that, like, as a government, we represent our Irish citizens. We have a very good relationship with the US. That will continue. St. Patrick's Day is obviously a pivotal day for us as a country. We've 9 ministers visiting, including the Taoiseach, throughout the US, both in terms of business, cultural, and I've no doubt there'll be a very constructive and fruitful meeting with President Trump and Taoiseach Micheál Martin on St. Patrick's Day in the White House.
Do you have a view, Duncan Smith, on the government's attendance in the White House? There have been calls from some of the opposition benches, people for profit, for example, for the Taoiseach not to go.
I do have a view, and wouldn't be myself, nor indeed my party, wouldn't be ones historically for kind of boycotting these meetings. But the sands are shifting pretty dramatically in terms of international security alliances at the moment. If we take what President Trump said about Gaza in the last week to 10 days, absolutely incredible, worrying, apparent pronouncements about removing people from Gaza and redeveloping it and all the ghastly things. But then yesterday, the Munich Security Conference, what we saw was J.D. Vance basically picking a fight with Europe, communicating a message to the likes of the AfD in Germany about internal European policies. And we're looking at a screen up, President Zelensky saying there should be armed force in Europe. Things are shifting pretty dramatically at the moment in terms of decades-long security alliances.
Is it Ireland's job to express offence on behalf of Europe in its St. Patrick's Day visit?
That's something that shouldn't be done in haste. But Ireland has a very important pivotal role to play in terms of peace and disarmament. However, things are shifting so dramatically, and decades-long alliances are seem to be breaking and moving, that we need to be very careful in terms of how we play the next few weeks. There's going to be a huge effort across the United States and indeed the globe in terms of pursuing Irish interests. How we deal specifically with the White House, though, needs to be very, very carefully considered. And I do think we need to consider whether we go to the White House in general, considering what's happening at the moment.
When you say that, is that a change in behalf of your party? You think we should revise the position?
Our leader, Vanna Batrick,
in light of the Munich Security Conference?
In light of both what was said in Gaza, but the approach to Gaza in general, what was said in relation to the future Gaza and indeed the Munich conference, I think we really need to look at it. This is serious. This is really, really serious.
Mairead Farrell, what's your stance on that?
Well, look, we haven't obviously received any kind of an invitation at this point, and that will be a decision that will have to be made if and when we get an invite.
So what principles should underpin our answer to that?
Well, I mean, we have generally favoured dialogue and saying it as it is. There's certain things that need to be said. The genocide that happened and has happened in and continues to happen, I suppose, in Gaza, you know, wouldn't have been possible without the arming by the US of Israel. We need to say very clearly that there needs to be a permanent ceasefire. We need to say very clearly that the Palestinians need to have a Palestinian state. There are things that need to be said.
Would it be more, I suppose, consistent with the calls that were made to expel the Israeli ambassador, also not to go to the White House, if that's the ultimate expression of our displeasure, is to be a diplomatic consequence?
Well, last year we obviously did attend and did say what needed to be said in relation to the genocide. As I've said, you know, things are changing. So that invitation hasn't come to at this point. A decision hasn't been made.
Okay.
But in the past, look at 2003 is what I always look back at. That's probably Iraq war is one of the things that really politicised me. I was 13 at the time. And at that time, Gerry Adams did say to George Bush in relation to the Iraq war and delivered a letter.
Okay.
But that decision...
We've a long-standing relationship, positive one with the US. Dialogue is hugely important. We've 100,000 people employed in the US through Irish companies, huge multinational sector here, culturally, every other way. I think St. Patrick's Day is a key moment for us as a country, and meeting the President Trump in the White House is fundamental to that.
Okay, we got to take a break. We're going to have a look at the ancient Breger row after this.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.